Morning, everybody. I'm Barb Richards, and this is Sunday Side Up. We're going to be talking to the Mental Health America here in Allen County. We used to call you the Mental Health Association, so, and you guys have been around forever, doing some great stuff. Lisa Freeman is here with me today. Lisa, you're the executive director. Mm-hmm. Great. And how long have you had that position?
About 6 months.
Yeah, a lot of changes. And all good changes, everything leading in some good momentum. I'm a big advocate for your organization because I think that we need to be talking about this as much as we talk about breast cancer and any other sort of disease out there. Angela Helmsing, hello. Thank you for joining us, too.
Hello, thank you.
And your position with the Mental Health of you want me to call it Mental Health of America?
Mental Health of America, okay. Yes, I'm the Community Advocate and Education Coordinator.
Okay. Big job. Big job. Lisa, let's go back. Tell me about some of the changes that have been going on here in Fort Wayne.
Well, we have really been working on expanding our ability to really just advocate and provide a more awareness for people on understand that treatment and recovery is possible for those who may be suffering from a mental illness.
How do we know if we have a mental illness?
Well, I mean, I think there's some telltale signs. If you feel like a family member may be behaving a little differently, people are more tending to be secluded. Maybe they're giving things away.
A sort of a change in behavior is what we're looking at. And, of course, one of the reasons we wanted to bring you in is, you know, with the tragedy that Connecticut suffered over in Sandy Hook prior to the holidays, I think it's all been on everybody's mind about mental illness and what a strange twist it seems to be with 18 to 22-year-old in that time. Is that a specific time? And Angela, just chime in here at any point in time, that there seems to be transitions in life that can trigger some other issues?
A lot of times when we're looking at mental health problems, especially the young adults during that age, I mean, there's certain illnesses that come around at late teens, 20s, sometimes early 30s, especially when we're looking at psychosis or like schizophrenia. A lot of times that's when they're going to have their first break, if you will. And so that's when you're going to start noticing some of those changes. So you might have had, you know, a child or an adolescent that has been fine, has never had any problems. And then all of a sudden they might start hearing things or responding to things that you're not really sure because there's nobody there that they're talking to. But it's not, you know, just talking to yourself in the mirror because you're bothered by something. It's, you know, they're responding. They might get agitated. There might be some things, their behavior starts changing. And as a family member, that can be very, you know, worrisome.
Mm-hmm. And as a parent, your child gets to 18 years old and you're like, you're legal now in the eyes of the law. Anything you do is get you in trouble. And you tend to dismiss them a little bit. And it's probably right at the wrong time.
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes if there is that break, they might have a hard time communicating what's going on. Their brain doesn't let them maybe all the way explain kind of what's going on if they're in that psychosis. So it can be very frustrating for them because they might want to say certain things, but it's just not coming out the way that they want to. So they start withdrawing because maybe they know something maybe isn't all the way right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what should somebody do if they're noticing those things?
I would definitely say, you know, to encourage them to go see a mental health professional. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes if we're definitely worried about their safety, to get them to the ER, to the hospital, to be seen right away.
How much of your organization does training with teachers, health professionals, social workers to teach them these signs?
We're definitely expanding that part of the program. We have been doing lunch and learns every other month on different mental health topics open to the public.
Oh.
For free of charge. We're just kind of, you know, maybe ask for a little donation.
Sure, absolutely. You are a nonprofit organization. You have a right to ask for donations, and you're going to be asking here on the radio today, too. So let's go back to the Lunch and Learns, because I don't see you. Where are they at, and how does one sign up and participate?
Right now, you can go to our website or our Facebook page, and you can find some of that information that we post on there. Also, I kind of have a list of emails of people that have been interested and have attended before, and we usually ask them to kind of forward it on to anybody that might be interested.
And I see the one coming up on Tuesday is Suicide 101, Prevention, Intervention, and Aftercare Support. 422-6441 is the number, 422-6441, and it's located there down at Citizen Square.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, good. How well attended are these? Are they...
Awesome.
Yeah,
it's been a great turnout. I've been very proud of Fort Wayne and just people coming together and wanting to learn more about mental illness. We've had several topics, ADHD, depression. But yes, this topic is kind of near dear and to my heart is the suicide that'll be on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the other day in conversation about how it does seem that these tragedies, when you go back in time, you know, Newtown, the theater in Colorado, back to Columbine, it is that 18 to 22-year-old male. And you look at, Angie, you and I were talking earlier, we think it's microwaves. and the way they're, talk a little bit about what we were talking about that seems to be more boys involved with this, that they... boys emotionally just handle things differently?
Well, and I don't know if it's really so much a gender thing. You know, I know some of the studies, they've kind of focused more on the male. So, you know, it's kind of hard to say. I still think mm-hmm. their prevalence is still there for females. You know, maybe there's not as much of the, on the upside of the, you know, the aggression that we see in the media, that, you know, sometimes it has been the males. But I don't want to...
Yeah.
Make, you know, I think it's still prevalent in both genders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just think, too, that we need to take away all this stigma. Lisa, what do you think?
Absolutely. I think there's still a fear of coming out and saying, I might have a problem. Mm-hmm. I might not be feeling myself any longer. And, you know, there are some simple assessments that can be done, even at your physician's office. And talking to just your general
practitioner,
you know, practitioner mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. to find out whether or not you might need to see someone in the mental health profession just to make sure that you're okay. I mean, that's really the message we want to spread is, you know, there are ways to be treated and it's something and that they shouldn't be ashamed of.
No, right. And easy ways to be treated.
Absolutely.
As we have made medical progress with breast cancer, with colon cancer, with all these diagnostic testing that goes on, there is the same holds true for the mental health industry.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we make the shift into full implementation of the Affordable Care Act, you know, we just really need to make a push for ensuring that mental health services are integrated into that healthcare piece. That's really important. You know, there's been a huge reduction in mental health care over the last decade, and that's really cut back on affordability and accessibility for mental health services. So that's the other message we really want to get out there is, you know, hey, ask your lawmakers, put mental health back in as a priority. And, you know, we're seeing that now with President Obama has come out and said he's making mental illness or mental health a priority.
Yeah, that's gone the wrong direction to cut any sort of funding along that line.
Right. We need it restored.
Yeah, because, again, there's so many other things that medically can be done now. The people who in the past have been tortured, have, you know, in their minds, you know, sometimes you're your own worst enemy in your head with the additional stresses that are going on in our world today, where you just feel like you don't even have time to breathe on a daily basis. Now's not the time to be cutting funding.
Well, and kind of reminding yourself that, you know, there's no reason to have to suffer alone.
Right.
And, you know, if there's something that can be done, if I can, you know, see somebody that understands an illness, and two, when we're looking at somebody to come, you know, look at me and kind of think of it, you know, if I have a plumbing issue, yes, I can hire a general contractor, but it might be better to get a plumber, mm-hmm. you know, somebody that specializes in mental health that understands, you know, all the different levels and making sure that if they have me on a medication, it's the right one. Mm-hmm. So making sure that I really see somebody that understands mental illness and can treat me the way that I need, and maybe, you know, even do an additional counseling to help with stressors and coping skills, and also educating our family and letting them know, hey, I have this going on, and not keeping it a secret.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe even saying, hey, here's this book. You know, why don't you, you know, read? Because maybe this will help them understand when I behave in a certain way, it triggers them to going, oh, okay, I know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And they can handle it a little bit better or different than what they have been in the past.
Do you see where if they would have taken care of it in the beginning, it wouldn't have escalated maybe to a certain point where they just sort of crack?
I think definitely getting treatment as soon as you start seeing problems is going to reduce the amount of additional problems you might have later on. Because sometimes I think you're right. I think we build it up if we keep on ignoring it. Eventually, it's just kind of like that soda that, you know, you shake and shake and shake. And, you know, eventually that cap's going to pop off eventually.
The problem is just as serious if you or someone is suffering from a mental illness as a leukemia, as diabetes, as the, you know, as arthritis, other chronic diseases that are out there, you know, and we take medications to do that. I work a lot with Riley Hospital for Children. They have developed a drug that doesn't cure the leukemia, but it keeps it suppressed until the next thing comes along or the body shakes it off. And the cure rate for leukemia now is huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just going off the wall. And we have the same kinds of things here that can help you with mental illness. Are you ever cured? No. Can it be handled and be a part of your life?
Right.
Absolutely.
And one of the things I would love to see medical doctors and, you know, hospitals do when they start seeing that maybe somebody has depression or, you know, maybe they're having some suicidal tendencies, to give them an educational packet of what they think is going on.
Mm-hmm.
If I leave and they diagnose me with high blood pressure or hypertension, they're going to give me a little handout mm-hmm. to explain it to me. I don't know how much that's happening with depression or other mental health problems, of they're getting a handout of here's, you know, some coping skills. And if you're having some problems, this is what you need to do.
When you think about the fact that none of us eat right, none of us really give our bodies the right kind of fuels to, you know, not just affect our digestive tract, but to affect our brain, you know, no wonder we're all a little off, you know? Right.
Right. Well, you know, besides seeing a mental health professional, there are definitely self-help strategies that you can use along with, you know, the right medication to to help with, you know,
hey,
recovery.
There's many a time I hit the golf course just to whack the heck out of a golf ball. I don't really care if it goes straight or not. It's a bonus if it goes straight.
Right.
But I certainly feel better afterwards, right? All right. Well, we've just begun here, and we've already talked half of the show away. How about that? Mental Health America here in Allen County. Lisa and Angela, I'm a little bit passionate about the subject myself. I've been personally affected by mental illness in my life. And so everybody out there, there's really help. It's just a phone call away, a website away. We're going to be back with more Sunday Side Up.